I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. So a whole lot more exhibits from Dominion's $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against Fox has been unsealed, and there are some more bombshells that I want to share with you. For example, there is a January 4th, 2021 text message from Tucker Carlson where he writes to somebody, "We are very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait," Tucker Carlson says. "I hate him passionately. I blew up at Peter Navarro today in frustration. I actually like Peter, but I can't handle much more of this." So behind the scenes, they hate Donald Trump. They're just pretending to like him for their viewers. There's so much more I want to discuss, but let me just give you the context of what this new batch of exhibits is before I go over these exhibits. So the very first video that I did that went over the Dominion filing that was unsealed was Dominion's motion for summary judgment. That was unsealed. I did a whole review of that. Thereafter, there was Dominion's opposition to Fox's motion for summary judgment, and I did a whole video on that. What this recent unsealing of records is about is just additional exhibits that relate to all of those motions, which the judge has now said, as we are approaching trial in April, because that's when trial is going to take place, these documents, which were once designated as attorney's eyes only and confidential by Fox, there is no reason anymore to keep these documents confidential. Now, there are some documents which are confidential business records, which may remain confidential, but these records, the judge is saying, the public can see. So, for example, these text messages that I'm reading you now from Tucker Carlson to this individual, where Tucker Carlson says, "We are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait. I hate Trump passionately," is what Tucker Carlson said, is one of these documents that the judge has unsealed. Let's go over some more of these documents that the judge unsealed, like deposition transcripts of Rupert Murdoch, where Rupert Murdoch basically says that Sean Hannity really doesn't do news. So I don't know if Sean Hannity lies. Well, it's not really the news here. Mr. Nelson, who you'll see in this deposition transcript portion, is the lawyer for Dominion asking questions to the witness. The witness is Rupert Murdoch. Mr. Webb is Murdoch's attorney. So knowing that, let's just go through this deposition transcript right here. The question from Dominion's lawyer is to Rupert Murdoch. Question: was it wrong for Fox hosts to endorse these lies? Objection. And Rupert Murdoch answers, if they knew they were lies, yes. If they knew they were lies. Dominion's lawyer. Question: so unless they knew it was lies, they themselves knew it was lies? Answer from Murdoch: you are saying that. Question: I'm just trying to understand your answer, sir. Answer from Rupert Murdoch: if you're saying that Mr. Hannity knew that it was all false and lie, he should not have repeated them as such. It is okay to report them and comment and say they are lies. Question: well, if Mr. Hannity did not believe those allegations, he shouldn't have put them on air, correct? Mr. Webb: objection. And then Rupert Murdoch answers, if he put them on as news, which is not really his role, yes, it would be wrong. It would be wrong. And then another question by Dominion's lawyer: and sir, should Fox? And then answer, well, maybe I should amend that, but go ahead. Now, here is more of the deposition transcripts. And here, Rupert Murdoch talks about how he tried to help Republicans in Georgia by giving exposure to Republican candidates in Georgia. So question: and what did you say in that third paragraph, sir? Answer from Rupert Murdoch: I said, Trump will concede eventually, and we should concentrate on Georgia, helping any way we can. We don't want to antagonize Trump further, but Giuliani taken with a large grain of salt. Everything at stake here, by which I mean the Senate. Question from Dominion's lawyer: and sir, how did you intend to help any way you can? Referring to how do you intend to help in Georgia, the Republicans. Mr. Webb, Murdoch's lawyer: objection, form. Rupert Murdoch then answers, I just give exposure to the Republican candidate. There were two candidates. I give exposure to the Republican candidates. That's what he said there. Here, Rupert Murdoch in the deposition portion agrees that Donald Trump and the MAGA and all of the conspiracy theories that were put out on their channel about the state legislature theory, where the state legislatures can overrule the electoral count. Rupert Murdoch admits that's just completely BS. So here's the question from Dominion's lawyer. Question. Okay, well, let's turn to the exhibit. And who are you writing to, Mr. Saeed Mushani? Who's that? He's a friend of mine from Australia who had a television station in Afghanistan. Okay, okay. And you say to him in this message to your friend, Mr. Murdoch, quote, state legislatures changing results sounds ridiculous, right? Answer from Rupert Murdoch, yes. And you add, there'd be riots like never before. Answer from Rupert Murdoch, right. Question, you agree with that, sir, Mr. Murdoch? And Mr. Murdoch answers, yes. Question, and because that would be overturning a free and fair election. Isn't that correct? Rupert Murdoch says, yes. Let's go over some more of the materials and communications that were unsealed. Now, these are communications between some of the Fox News editors, the election desk people, Chris Steigerwalt, who was ultimately fired for his role in actually predicting that Trump would lose Arizona, Bill Salmon, another editor, and they're texting each other like, what in the world is going on here? And these messages are from December of 2020. And so this is what Bill Salmon says to Chris Steigerwalt. These are the news editors. He goes, more than 20 minutes, these are text messages, more than 20 minutes into our flagship evening news broadcast, and we're still focused solely on supposed election fraud a month after the election. It's remarkable how weak ratings make good journalists do bad things. The response, yeah, it's a real mess. But sadly, no surprise based on the man I saw revealed on election night. In my 22 years affiliated with Fox, this is the closest thing I've seen to an existential crisis, at least journalistically. What's most worrisome is that there doesn't seem to be much conflict. Everybody's lazily paddling ahead of Niagara. Ugh. What I see us doing is losing the silent majority of viewers as we chase the nuts off the cliff, right? They're calling their viewers nuts, emphasized. And then they do an exclamation point with what I see us doing is we're going to be losing the silent majority of our viewers at Fox as we chase the nuts off the cliff. That's what Fox thinks about their viewers. I mean, you see their main news editors are calling their viewers who they appeased by feeding them election lies nuts. And we're going to be following the people who are nuts off the cliff. Here are messages where Rupert Murdoch says that he thinks that Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and Don Jr. should be tried criminally with incitement over their conduct on January 6th. Question from Dominion's lawyer. Sir, you had a conversation after January 6th with Suzanne Scott where you said that. January 6th, yes. That Sean Hannity has to move on, yes. From talking about Trump? Uh-huh. Objection. Question. Why did you want him to move on from talking about Trump? I thought he'd be more effective. And let's turn to Exhibit 3353. You thought, Mr. Murdoch, that Donald Trump should be charged with incitement along with Rudy and Don Jr., correct? And then Murdoch's lawyer goes, are you directing him to the second email just so he knows where he is? Thank you, Mr. Webb. Yes, I am. The witness. What's the question? Mr. Nelson, you thought Donald Trump should be charged with incitement along with Rudy Giuliani and Don Jr. Isn't that correct? Answer, I said they're not wrong to charge them with incitement. Question, right. And Ms. Scott, Suzanne Scott, the CEO of Fox, tells you in response to your email that Sean is in the, quote, right headspace and wants to help lead the 75 million forward away from Trump. Do you see that? Answer, yes. Why do you think Mr. Hannity would be more effective if he stopped talking about Trump? Objection form. I said that he has to move forward. His audience was very much the Trump people, whereas Tucker is beyond that. Question. And you understood that after January 10th, Fox had an almost impossible job to please both sides, correct? You understand that after January 6th, that Fox had an almost impossible job to please both sides. Answer, yes.
Oh, hey, when did you get here? Let's take a quick break to talk about our next partner, Henson Shaving. Look, everyone knows how annoying cheap razors are. The cuts, the irritation, the frustration. And don't get me started with subscription razor services. The headaches that those can cause. That's why you gotta meet Henson Shaving. Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS. That's the International Space Station and Mars Rover. And now they're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. Razor blades, they're like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble, the more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave, it isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. By using aerospace-grade CNC machines, Henson makes metal razors that extend just 0.0013 inches, which is less than the thickness of human hair. That means a secure and stable blade with a vibration-free shave. It gets better. The razor has built-in channels to evacuate hair and cream, which makes clogging virtually impossible. Seriously, Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no obsolescence. The Henson razor, it works with standard dual-edge blades to give you that old-school shave with the benefit of new-school tech. Once you own the Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. My first shave with the Henson razor was incredibly refreshing. The design is sleek and the durability is top-notch. The Henson razor is truly much better than your run-of-the-mill, quote-unquote, traditional razor brand. And the affordability factor is absolutely game-changing. No more wasting your money on expensive blades. With Henson Shaving, you get a year of blades for just $5. Okay, so here's what you have to do. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/Midas to pick the razor for you and use code Midas and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/Midas and use code Midas. And now back to the video.
And we could go on and just show more. I mean, this is Rupert Murdoch basically saying that he never saw any evidence of election fraud. Question. You have seen no evidence that Dominion committed election fraud by rigging the 2020 presidential election, correct? Answer. I've seen no evidence. Question. Have you ever believed that Dominion committed election fraud, Mr. Murdoch, by rigging the 2020 presidential election? Answer. No, I have never seen any evidence. Question. Do you believe that Dominion software and algorithms manipulated vote counts in the 2020 presidential election? Answer. I never know with algorithms. In our business, we suffer from other people using algorithms. We have, for instance, a lot of digital news services like digital editions of things, and we get paid by advertisers according to how many people that get into that. And sometimes you get a dramatic drop. So what's happened? Oh, the algorithm has changed on Facebook. I mean, what is he even talking about there? So the question is, do you believe currently that Dominion is owned by a company founded in Venezuela to rig elections for the dictator Hugo Chavez? Answer. I don't know anything about that. Is that a no? I've never heard of that, Rupert Murdoch says. Well, it could be a no. I just don't know. Have you ever seen any credible evidence, Mr. Murdoch, that Dominion is owned by a company founded in Venezuela? Answer, no. You get the point here. He goes on to say, let's talk about Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. What about Maria Bartiromo invites Sidney Powell and Rudy on her show and they made unproven theories? So I suppose it's okay. Question. They had made these conspiracy theory allegations, right? Answer. That's what it says. And they were saying that Trump was the true winner. Question. And in fact, you read the article, did you not? No, no. You laugh. Why did you laugh? Answer. I didn't read it. And is that your testimony under oath? Answer. I don't read Mediaite. Uh-huh. And you have called Sidney Powell a crazy would-be lawyer. Did you not? Answer. If you have something in there saying that, I would agree with you, but I don't remember. Do you think Sidney Powell is a crazy would-be lawyer? Is that what you think, Mr. Murdoch? What is being shown in this evidence? It sounds like she was. As of November 2020, Mr. Murdoch, you thought that she was a crazy would-be lawyer. Could you ask the question again? Yes. As of November 2020, Mr. Murdoch, you thought that Sidney Powell was a crazy would-be lawyer. Any objection as to form? That was after she had been fired, I think. So you get the point there. Here's a message from Raj Shah. This is an email where Raj Shah is telling Viet Dinh, the chief legal compliance officer at Fox, even if our call of Biden winning is 100% right, but relies on Arizona before other networks call Arizona, we're going to get hit very hard by the right. In other words, we shouldn't call the election for Biden because we're afraid we're going to get hit hard. So let's not tell the news. Here's an email between Suzanne Scott and Rupert Murdoch, where they're following the fact that Steve Bannon's on with Maria Bartiromo spreading lies. Here's an email from Raj Shah to Lachlan Murdoch, Viet Dinh, Suzanne Scott, basically saying, look, our brand is getting crushed because we called Arizona for Biden, so we got to do something about it. This week saw a high spike in negative conservative commentary about Fox News in response to election coverage and calls made by the Fox News decision desk. There has been a 237% increase in tweets with negative sentiment mentioning FNC Fox this week, largely driven by conservative criticism rather than liberal critics. Beyond the increase in volume is an intensity we have not seen since beginning this type of monitoring over a year ago, with several conservative accounts with large followings stating they would stop watching Fox News. We are monitoring this closely. This is from Lachlan Murdoch to Rupert Murdoch, November 7th of 2020. And this is what Rupert Murdoch says. We should and could have gone first, but at least being second saves us a Trump explosion in terms of calling the election for Biden. And Lachlan goes, I think good to be careful, especially as we are still somewhat exposed on Arizona. Still somewhat exposed on Arizona. I mean, what do you because you're telling the truth about what happens? This is Paul Ryan's deposition, and Paul Ryan basically says, Donald Trump's a liar and everything. That's why you see Donald Trump lashing out the way he is at Paul Ryan here. And this right here is another email from Raj Shah. By the way, who Raj Shah is the like chief brand reputational manager at Fox. He has a title like that. And this is an email right around November 11th, 2020, where he's basically saying our brand is going underwater with our viewers at this point. Because we are not embracing or because we called it for Biden, we called Arizona for Biden. So basically, we need to do something about this right now. And he has a graph there. And that's when all of a sudden you see Fox really lean more heavily into the conspiracy theories. And look, to his credit, Paul Ryan, who Donald Trump wants to get fired, and Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House, now on the board of Fox, he gives his guidance here, and Fox obviously doesn't follow it. But this is coming from a board member of Fox. Morning, guys. Happy to chat Trump if you want. And by the way, Ryan sending this to Lachlan Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch. Morning, guys. Happy to chat Trump if you want. I think we are entering a truly bizarre phase of this where he has actually convinced himself of this farce. And we will do more bizarre things to delegitimize the election. I see this as a key inflection point for Fox, where the right thing and smart business thing to do line up nicely. A solid pushback, including editorial of his baseless calls for overturning electors, etc., will undoubtedly accrue pushback and possibly a momentary ratings dip, but will clearly rebound to our benefit in terms of credibility. Trump is going to wear thin and look crazier by the day. Let him cleave off the fringe for his venture, and we can keep the largest pool of people, the center and the center right. Fox is stronger than he is now and later, in my opinion. Just a few thoughts at this pivotal time. Best, Paul Ryan. Ultimately, what Paul Ryan said proved to be prophetic, and Fox did not follow his advice. They went all in on the election lies. All of that I've talked about in the other videos, but this gives you a great behind the scenes look at what was going on, what Rupert Murdoch was saying, what the top Fox hosts were saying. By the way, the fact that you have Tucker saying that he absolutely hates Donald Trump, it's true. They are all liars at the end of the day. Their true feelings are revealed in these messages, and their whole public persona is a total lie for money, for their own self-aggrandizement. They're willing to destroy our democracy over what? For more money than what they're getting? Look, I said this before, I'll say it again. I hope Dominion does not settle this case. The amount of discovery that has been revealed is so illuminating. We need to, that's why I spend all this time going through all of these messages so you can see it in your own words. You can send it to individuals who you know who watch Fox. This is not about being inflammatory, right? This is just about reading the messages. Here's what they are saying. And if you've been watching Fox, you're the mark. They're lying to you. They are playing you. You see it right here in front of your own eyes. These are their messages. These are their messages. Remember that. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 1 million subscribers thanks to your awesome support. We're marching to 1 million in the month of March, so please hit the subscribe button right now. Also, check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch. You'll love the content we have on our Patreon site. And also, wherever you get audio podcasts, search for the Midas Touch podcast and enjoy our audio podcast offerings as well. Until next time, I'm Ben Mycelis.
Our blue wall stopped the red wave and election deniers got denied election. That's why we're celebrating with the new Democracy Prevails team. We've got lots of work to do, but we should all be proud that when democracy was tested, democracy prevailed. You've earned this. Don't wait. Get yours right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.